and welcome to another episode of the Positude Podcast. I'm your host, Maggie Hart, here for another wonderful, fun week of politics, conspiracy theories, music, comedies, some trending stories. I got another recipe for you this week, but also some ways to navigate some of the stuff we're going through. Typically, we'll do sometimes even most of a show on how to help yourself navigate these tough times that we're dealing with, spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally. Sometimes I'll do snippets throughout the show, and sometimes there's just so much news to cover, I get inundated and we just razzle-dazzle right through all of that, and before I know it, my time is up. But I want to be more conscientious of that going forward. I'd like to spend a little bit more time on some healing methodologies and things that we can use in our personal life that will help us get by easier. And these are things that I teach, and so it helps to promote my business a little bit more as well. My new webpage is scheduled to launch, I think, the first of the year, but possibly the end of this year. And there's a lot of content on there. There's a lot of classes that I'm going to have to offer. You're going to be quite surprised. So in keeping with that, I think I need to get back a little bit more to my work as well as bringing you all of this cool stuff that we talk about every week, just like we were on the comfort of our own couches or recliner chairs in the privacy of our living room, having a conversation over a cup of coffee. That much remains the same. It's still meant to be an intimate conversation, a fun conversation, a way to spread knowledge and awareness and to share our opinions. Please drop your comments to me in an email, because I know some of you are putting comments on the live show as it airs on YouTube on Friday nights if you're listening through the Trim Radio Network, but I'm missing those because I'm not always able to tune in at that time. I'm just extremely busy right now, especially with the time of the year that it is. And unfortunately, once the show is aired, I can see that there were comments, but I can't see what they are because they're not archived anywhere that I can find. The live chat gets cleared after the show ends. So the comments are there. It says 2 comments, 3 comments, whatever, but I can't look at them anymore. So while you're hanging in your comfy clothes and you got your cup of coffee or your favorite beverage and you're getting your snacky snack, grab a pen and paper. Every show I play a little blurb that gives you my email and contact info. Plus, you'll need it for your recipe later anyway. But just to throw it out there now, it's Maggie, M-A-G-G-I-E underscore Hart, H-E-A-R-T at Outlook.com. You can get a hold of me for any of your spiritual, physical, mental, emotional needs, life coaching, spiritual advice, deliverance work, healing, whatever it is that you need, get a hold of me and let's work together to get you fixed and get you on the right track. Also, wherever you listen, please like and share those videos to your friends. Join my Facebook Positude Podcast page. I have an administrator that handles that page for me. I realize we've missed a couple shows here and there. I plan to just go in there and like post a link so that at least you have them. I'm also out there on Rumble and a lot more sites that I can never remember, but the new webpage will have all of those links. Plus, and this is super cool, there's a link now for my archive, so you can go in and click the link and listen to whatever shows you've missed at your convenience, which is amazing. I know that that's up already in the description box of the YouTube post right under the video where you hit more, scroll down to the bottom, and you should see that at least for last week's show, which is awesome because it's been kind of tedious sending a lot of you guys individual emails with links to previous shows. So this is going to be a game changer for me, and it's going to save me a lot of time and make it more convenient for you. Plus text messages. You guys are hammering me and I love that. Hey, if you have my phone number, which you got to be special to have my personal phone number, but if you do, I listened last week's show, I need the link, you know, I won't have to do that anymore. You guys can look it up yourselves. I want to personally take a second to thank Victoria, the beautiful and lovely, wonderful Victoria that's been doing all of this work for me. I totally appreciate all of her efforts, and I'm sure you will as well, because everything's finally starting to come together. It's been forever. I've been trying to get a new webpage out there, and there are some glitches and corrections we need to make, but we're working on that, so please bear with us. It's a transition. So again, please like, put the little thumbs up, share, spread the word, join the Positude Podcast Facebook page, and let's get the word out, because I'd really like to have more whole offices listening again now that I have some permanent platforms that I can rely on to air my shows. Right now, they air live on Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard on the Trim Radio Network, and Tuesday, Tuesdays at 10 on the ERRT radio network. Quick shout out to Bobby over there who puts my shows up every week. I really appreciate him as well. Remember, if you can, during this holiday season, to support the networks wherever possible. No amount is too little. We can use everything we can get because we are totally listener funded. I appreciate each and every one of you so very much. You have no idea, and thank you for all of your support. All right, let's jump into my fun intro.
Let's get it started in here.
So I log in online the other day, and I'm seeing a bunch of clippies about time travel being real. Seems like that's been hot trend in the past couple of weeks again. Seemingly, the only people who don't believe in it anymore are the ones who haven't watched a guy with a podcast microphone in his car explain all about it. But seriously, there's a lot of science behind this, and this guy that I've been following a lot, and I've been playing his videos pretty regularly, but Conspiracy Collective, he's calmly explaining it in a snarky tone, like it's a Costco return policy. He's like, people don't believe in time travel. And he's talking about the negative comments on his station. Yeah, because people still can't get their Amazon package on time. And some people are saying, you want me to believe the government figured out time portals before potholes? And you also have the Q people who are convinced that it's real without a shadow of a doubt because of the Ingersoll Lockwood Baron Trump novels from the 19th century and the Trump connection to Tesla. I think it's definitely something we should be taking into consideration, but either way, listen to that clippy later and see what you think. And New Jersey does it again. They're like, congratulations on your newborn. Now please declare their gender identity. The baby can't hold its head up. It thinks its foot is an enemy. And they're like, before we cut the cord, what gender will this newborn identify as in 2047? Ma'am, it's still wet. It hasn't even opened its eyes yet. And they're like, just circle unsure for now. And I got a clippy about food plants. Every week, a whistleblower in the internet finds a new way to make you never want to eat again. There's always some story like something weird happened in the factory. Sometimes it's a fire. But instead of OSHA, the comment section turns into Fear Factor. People are like, I'm growing my own food now. Hey, it's about time. I've been telling you, it's coming. Some of you killed a cactus last year. You might want to calm down and take some training. That's one of the things I'm eventually going to offer too, by the way, is off-the-grid living and survival skills. Yeah. We've covered snippets about that before for years on the show, but we're going to get into more detail on like a kind of a mini class type thing. I've had an idea in my head for years about morphing into a new, totally cool, different show about it. And I'm hoping that works out. Stay tuned, folks. Because if I do it like I've seen in vision, it's not your mama's off-the-grid survival show, trust me when I tell ya. But the food factory's clippy is gonna blow your mind. And they're saying, don't worry, everything is totally fine. Definitely not rumors of OSHA's worst nightmares or anything. Nothing says farm-to-table like stories that make you swear off chicken forever like we talked about last week and have you staring at your fridge like it personally betrayed you. And I've got a clippy of the next two female contestants for a new potential show, America's Got No IQ. These kids are getting pulled and they can't even answer basic United States history questions. And everybody's like, this is a crisis. No, it's not a crisis. It's called TikTok replaced textbooks. Ask them about the Salem witch trials and they're like, is that a Netflix series? Who won the Civil War? Was it the Kardashians? One of them goes, was slavery before or after TikTok? I'm being facetious right now, but the clippies sort of parallel. At that moment, the founding fathers collectively rolled over so hard they generated renewable energy. You know who's evolving more than kids today? Check out the clip on raccoons. Yeah, raccoons saw cats and said, look at this lazy freeloading furball. I could do that. One looked at me like, you gonna finish that? I also like capicola and banana peppers. They're opening car doors like, hey, you gonna eat that granola bar? Here in 10 years, they're gonna be like, yeah, we're emotional support mammals now. And I'm down with that because I love raccoons. Sign me up, baby. Another clippy I got is about ICE, who has a surveillance app that maps everywhere your car's been. Cool. Love that. So my car knows I went to Ollie's for one thing, left with seven, and got in the parking lot and ripped somebody a new one on the phone for soliciting me to contribute to the New York City Police Department Benevolence Christmas Program for needy children when he couldn't even pronounce his own phony Americanized name. Allow me some grace, if you will, folks. Nobody's perfect, and I talk about that on my show. I was peopled out that day. And there's a little kid online predicting a Christmas tsunami nothing says holiday cheer like Santa's coming, and so is Flood 2.0. Maine's trending this week with a double shot of clippies on Medicaid fraud and handing out driver's licenses like party favors to illegal immigrants who are criminals. At this point, it seems like America's just that house on the block where nobody locks the door because it's fine. I mean, why not Maine too? At this point, every state gets a scandal like it's Pokemon. Gotta catch them all. Nothing screams government efficiency like here's healthcare, a license, and a don't ask policy. And my personal favorite this week, a rabbi allegedly admits to blood rituals under Brooklyn, and I'm like, why is every rumor always underground? Nobody's ever like, yeah, we're doing dark rituals in a well-lit community center. I got another clippy where people are claiming that a New Jersey school is forcing kids to join Islam. At this point, every headline sounds like Mad Libs written by a fever dream. And every parent online immediately becomes a constitutional scholar. Sir, you didn't even care about civics last week. People are starting to wake up, I hope. Unlike my listeners who are already awake because we are what?
Savvy.
You got it. And the UK is rolling out the super flu just in time for the holidays because regular flu just wasn't enough. Oh, hey, and I've got a clippy about Google Gemini AI, which is allegedly reading our emails, our activity, and our souls. Google's like, we respect your privacy. Also, Google, how did that rash turn out? You Google one bug bite and suddenly Google's sending you recommendations for psoriasis treatment and dermatologists. At this point, I assume my toaster knows my social security number. Ooh, wait till you hear the clippy about the rental truck that's talking conspiracy theories now. That's not AI. It's a man named Dave wired to the Bluetooth. Seriously, though, I don't need that kind of energy on the highway. I'm just trying to merge in the U-Hauls like jet fuel can't melt steel beams. Also got a double shot at Candace Owen in the clippies. Bart Sabrell on the first one says he paid a price for saying the moon landing was fake. Yeah, NASA doesn't play about vibes, do they? But it is kind of wild considering the moon landing footage looks like it was filmed on a calculator, and have you seen the DMV? You think the government could fake something that clean? My listeners have their theories on that, don't we? And then Candy says, prepare for an attack this week. We touched on this a little bit last week with the threats coming about war, but she says it this week. It seems like it's every week. At this point, I'm like, is the attack in the room with us right now? I mean, seriously, which one? Because it seems like we're on some kind of subscription plan. And old Candy's seeming a little bit unhinged lately. That's just my personal opinion, but see what you think. Maybe she needs a pet raccoon. And if I got time, we got some Kirk conspiracy stuff again. If not, that might have to hold off till next week, and I have some political stuff to do as well. But the Erica Kirk thing, corporate ties, life insurance policies, names I don't recognize, and a flowchart that looks like a conspiracy, a crime drama, and a Pinterest board had a baby. By the end of it, I'm not scared, I'm just tired. Through all of it, folks, the internet isn't exposing the truth anymore. We've been talking about this. It's auditioning for the role of your anxiety. I honestly don't know that the world's ending. I think we just need to take a nap, a library card, and to stop believing every headline that sounds like it was written by a raccoon on Adderall.
What do you want?
A chocolate.
You want what?
A chocolate.
Oh, you poor thing.
Let's kick it off with Andrew J.P. Diaz and Real Talk U.S., the clippies about Google and the ICE AirTags.
This is very important, so you're not going to want to miss this. And a lot of people don't even know this is happening, but Google just rolled out a new AI feature that by default can pull any information from all of your activity, including your emails, your documents, any sensitive data, and anything you send and share for that matter. So this video you're about to watch actually breaks it all down for you. So you got to watch till the end because this will show you exactly how to opt out of it so you can stay safe and also protect your data and privacy. Watch this.
Your private emails are being scanned right now by AI. See, most email users have no clue what happened last month, but Gmail flipped the switch that lets Google's Gemini AI scan and analyze every email and your attachments, financial docs, private messages, all of it. And the wild part is that you didn't say yes, it was just turned on automatically. So this means that Gemini can now use your data to train AI models, build ad profiles, and learn from your personal info, even your private stuff. But here's the part that nobody tells you. You can actually shut it off, and it takes less than 10 seconds. So here's what you gotta do. So you're gonna go into Gmail and a web browser, and you're specifically gonna go up here to the gear icon. Click that, and then you will click See All Settings. Now, once you're in here, you're gonna scroll down until you see this right here, Smart Features. See that? You're gonna uncheck that. So turn off and reload, okay? And then the next one, once that has loaded, you're gonna scroll down to this one right here where it says Google Workspace Smart Features. You're gonna click that button and you're gonna uncheck both of these. So check those, and click save.
So this stops Gemini from reading all of your data and feeding it into their AI language model. So do this right away. Go ahead and save this and share it with a friend who needs to do this as well.
Can I track your car? Well, buckle up, because the answer is yes, and it is way more dystopian than anyone thought. So here's what's happening. ICE isn't just out doing raids. They're now using a Motorola Thomson Reuters surveillance app that lets agents scan any license plate and instantly pull up everywhere that car has been. Parking lots, work, home, your kid's school. Every camera it passes, all stored, all mapped. And that's not even the scary part. This app builds patterns, so ICE can determine where you live, where you work, who you spend time with, and who drives near you often enough to also get flagged. Yeah, your neighbors, your coworkers, even someone who just shares your commute. This isn't finding criminals. This is building digital dossiers on anyone who crosses paths with the target. And it gets darker. ICE can use the same app to pull personal data, credit history, medical records, voter registration, marriage records, facial recognition. No warrant required. None. This is all happening while ICE detentions hit 60,000 people, over 70% with no criminal record. And remember, this isn't just plate scanning on ICE vehicles. Motorola runs a nationwide camera network feeding this system 24/7. Thomson Reuters sells ICE more personal data for millions of dollars. It's basically a government-grade AirTag, but on your entire life. Why does this matter? Because this tech doesn't stop with immigrants. Once the infrastructure exists, it can be used on anyone. And we already know agencies have stretched the rules. San Francisco police use local vehicle databases to run searches for ICE, even when the city had bans in place. So yeah, ICE can track your car. But the real story is that the government just built a system that can track all of us. All the guardrails, they don't exist.
Moving on into the clippies about the United States, the first from that opinionated girl, the clip about New Jersey, and the second from Libs of TikTok official, the third from Miss Mischief 09 about the main stuff going on, with some entertainment thrown in there from Roger Miller.
A public middle school in New Jersey got caught trying to indoctrinate 7th graders into joining the cult of Islam, and for some reason the media is staying silent on it, even though the Supreme Court has agreed to pick up the case after lower courts decided that they were going to uphold this indoctrination policy. It's absolutely disgusting, and it's a very clear-cut case of a double standard, given the fact that when Texas decided to put up the Ten Commandments in classrooms, the media lost their ever-loving minds over it. No student was being forced to read the Ten Commandments, nor state that they believe in them, and yet for some reason they put Texas on a witch hunt trial, even though this is a Christian country. It is disgusting. Meanwhile, over in New Jersey, you have students being forced to cite the Shahada in class, which is how you convert into Islam. Then their homework is to go home and write down the Shahada to even reinforce it further. They're being shown things in class stating that Islam is the one true religion and that Muhammad is the final perfect messenger of God. This is not education. This is indoctrination from people who hate this country and want to destroy it from the inside out. And you know how they're doing it? Through your children, hoping that you're not paying attention to what's going on. Thank God that one mother was and saw what her young son was being forced to do and say, and she sounded the alarm bells, but you have to make sure that you are staying vigilant, because if you think that this is going to be kept in New Jersey, I have news for you. They have no plans to stop. They are trying to go all over the country with this absolute nonsense, and it is disgusting. The school tried to defend this, stating that the students were being taught all different religions, and yet when it came to Christianity and Judaism and Buddhism and everything else, no student was taught how to convert to that religion if they wanted. No other religion was shown as the one true religion, nor were their prophets taught to be the actual truth, unlike with Islam. When it came to the other religions, they learned the bare minimum about what that religion believes in, but when it comes to Islam, they actually had to practice it. They had to proclaim their faith in it, even if that's not actually what that student believed in. If you don't understand what's going on right now, I don't know how to help you.
Mama, man of means by no means, king of the road.
Okay, so as long as he brought his birth certificate from Africa, he'll be okay to get his driver's license?
Sure. So that is one form of IED that we can accept for the exam process to get him started. The other one needs to bear a signature.
So would you take like a country ID? Because they do kind of similar.
Yeah, you know if that's been signed, if
there's
an immature.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so I looked at it. So as long as he has his birth certificate from his home country in Africa and a driver's license that has a signature from his country, that should be okay?
So we would be able to use that out-of-country ID for the signature piece as long as that birth certificate has been translated. Do you know if it has?
Yes, he does have his,
It is translated. Okay, yeah. Then, yeah.
Awesome.
We could. Yeah.
Okay, so his name is Mohammed Mohammed. I guess now the next step would be this. He doesn't speak any English. Is the test done in Somalian?
So for the Class C language, we do translate in Somalia. On that form, that application that I was talking about earlier, there's a box on there that says oral. He would just need to check that.
And how many can you get wrong?
So it is a 30-question multiple choice questions. Once he hits 6, the test will automatically shut off.
Okay, so he can only get 5 wrong out of the 30 to be safe.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep.
No, this is good. This is actually that's actually pretty easy. So he has to get 25 right out of the 30. He did have an issue in Somalia with his driving. Is that going to impact or do you guys just not connect with it?
We don't have reciprocity from one country to another, so we don't pull a driving record or anything along those lines.
So if it did lead to an accidental death, when he was driving, he was actually going over a crosswalk and hit a jogger, that's not going to impact the driver's license here, right?
We wouldn't be able to access those records. So, again, we don't have reciprocity from one country to another. So, we wouldn't be able to pull those records.
Okay, awesome. No, thank you. I'm going to go down and meet him and get some translators. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Would you like the information for the Elections Department of the Secretary of State?
Okay. Let me just...
Their phone number is 207.
Mm-hmm.
624-7650.
Okay. I appreciate the help. This was actually a lot easier than I thought. I was expecting it to be a lot more hurdles, so this makes it a little bit easier. I'll go let Mohammed know.
Okay. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine.
We're doing the right thing this whole time. And the more I started digging, the more I started finding. And I just couldn't believe what I was seeing, that this was happening and that I was part of this.
Chris Bernardini spent 7 years working for Gateway Community Services, a Somali-American-led health services contractor in Maine. Bernardini alleges Gateway oversaw a system in which false records were filed about client visits. And he says they charged taxpayers for providing services that were never performed.
We started getting some clients saying that, calling and saying, you know, months later that their client owed them hours. They hadn't come in for these shifts and stuff. But I had a time card for it.
And they were billing for it.
They were billing for it.
In March of 2022, Gateway received a notice of violation from the state's Maine Care Services Program Integrity Unit based on an audit of records taken at random from January 2017 through December of 2018. Gateway overbilled by an estimated $904,000.
In your professional opinion, what you saw was fraud.
Absolute.
No doubt about it.
No doubt about it.
But Bernardini says when the pandemic hit, it got worse.
I started seeing bonuses, $2,000 bonuses, going to these staff that had only been with us for 2 weeks. Never worked a shift with a client. And yet the PPP loan comes, you're giving $2,000 away like they're lollipops at a doctor's office.
In April of 2024, Bernardini wrote to the Department of Homeland Security seeking whistleblower protection. They referred him back to the state of Maine. Nearly a year later, Gateway fired Bernardini. The company's founder and CEO is Abdullahi Ali, a Somali-American who, while at the time serving as executive director for Gateway, last year ran for president of Jubaland, a state in Somalia's south that borders Kenya. Last week, he posted on X, "I make no apologies for building a successful business in Maine, working hard to earn a living, earning my PhD, giving back to my Maine community and running for office in Jubaland. I am proud to contribute my hard-earned dollars to support my people back home. We reached out to Ali for comment multiple times. We even came to Gateway to try and speak with him.
Hello. I'm with News Nation. My name is... No comment? Is Mr. Ali here? Can we speak with Mr. Ali?
Republican State Senator Matt Harrington has called on Governor Janet Mills to investigate.
It's just an absolute insult to the Maine taxpayer that we know that there's this Medicaid fraud going on by Gateway Community Services. We're seeing nothing from the Mills administration on this, and I think it's appalling.
I still can't believe it. I still can't believe I took so much of my time and put so much of my life into this agency that just tossed me aside. It's caused me to reflect a lot and, you know, try to trust my gut more and speak up more when I see something.
And every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around.
Next up from Plant-Based Universe, a clip about Texas. Governor-elect Pete Chambers says he'll use fighter jets to ground the chemtrail planes with a little Nessa Barnett.
Right there, and it's lingering. That's spraying. These are chemicals that are coming out a lot with aluminum. We look at the chemicals like barium and cesium. He who controls the weather controls the world. And now we're seeing it. But there's always going to be somebody that's going to take something of technology and use it against we the people. Is it nefarious? Is it a sin of commission or omission? That's for me to find out as governor. I will take that position very seriously. We will get to the bottom of it, even if I have to launch fighter jets to escort that plane all the way to the ground to figure out what they've got in that plane.
Yes, it's conspiracy theory time, and the first clip is the one from Conspiracy Collective regarding time travel, and the second one from OMG Got Worms is Dr. Peter McCullough talking about illness from the COVID jab and COVID.
Yeah, no. Before we go on to part two, I got some things I want to get off my chest. See, I'm noticing some static in the comment sections. So I'm gonna go a little out of pocket and address this whole thing, because the days of making people feel weird for talking about things like time travel are over. Matter of fact, if you can't take this seriously, or at least wrap your mind around it being a serious possibility, then I question your authenticity. So let me make this a little more simpler for some people to understand. Let's talk money. You know what? Let's talk money and NASA. Past 2 years, their budget has been right around $25 billion. Honestly, for what? Even if you are a fan of space, over how many decades have they had this budget to do what? Go to the moon? Again? Something supposedly we've already done, but now we have private companies pitching ideas to get us there? Let me tell you something. You know why NASA was created? In 1954, a resolution was passed to send an artificial weather satellite into space. And through that program is where they found that magnetic radiation belts surrounded the Earth. That same year, NASA was born. Now here's where you ask yourself, why did that start in 1954? Well, you know what else was founded in 1954? CERN, the particle accelerator in Switzerland that's using the world's largest magnets to recreate the Big Bang Theory. And if you're saying that you don't care about CERN, well, you should. Because not only did the U.S. taxpayers pay $500 million toward its creation, but we've also been giving them about $20 million every year since then. And just like NASA, all that money to do what? Recreate a giant explosion? Or turn lead to gold, if you believe in that. But see, there's another reason why I bring up CERN. Because even Albert Einstein himself laid out that traveling back in time is actually possible. And so did Tesla, but we'll save that for another video. But it's been studied so much and laid out that it's even mathematically possible to create a portal to travel between timelines. Now, you know what? After everything I told you, let's talk common sense. Back to the Future, the movie. In China. Why? They say it's disrespectful to history. make that make sense. Is it that, or are we hiding something? Because not only does China have its own particle accelerator already, but they're in the midst of building the world's largest 62-mile-long particle accelerator, one that would dwarf CERN. And on top of that, every form of time travel, the only issue with it not being able to exist is not having enough energy. It's never been, it can't be done. It's always, we don't have the ability to do it. We didn't have the power anyway until this year when China created an artificial sun. You know what, I'm gonna end this whole thing with, you might not think that this is something you should take seriously, but from my experience, the things that they talk the least about, or they make it seem like it's extremely far-fetched, are usually the ones that are true. Plus, if the game is control, what better way to do it than being able to travel back in time and retrace your steps? Now stay safe.
This is what makes time travel possible. The flux capacitor.
Almost as if the entire world has been poisoned, either with the infection, SARS-CoV-2, or with the vaccine, or both. Estimates are 97% of us got this illness. I've never seen a protein that can cause heart damage, can erode blood vessels in the brain and directly cause brain hemorrhage, can cause blood clots, incite autoimmunity where the body's immune system fights itself, turns off cancer surveillance systems to allow cancers to begin to accelerate into turbo cancer. I've never seen such a toxic protein in my life.
If you like Maggie and the sound of her voice and want to keep her airing quality shows, I'd be much obliged if you donate to the network, because those folks are dirt poor and rely on your contributions to keep the lights on.
The next one from Tara Rules is the one about the Tesla truck that spewed conspiracy theories.
Can you repeat that?
Look, if you say frog...
No, not that one. No, about the gay frog.
They lace the water with atrazine, a pesticide that turns amphibians queer. And guess what? It's in your tap water, too. Every sip, you're sipping the agenda. Why else would half my mates be into dudes now? Ever checked your tap?
Are you joking?
Do I sound like I'm joking? Mate, I sound like I'm crying. They're poisoning us. Ever see a straight frog? Didn't think so. Alex Jones is a goddamn prophet.
Oh no! I would ask if you programmed this to be funny, but I mean, it's not yours.
No.
Can you do an impression of Alex Jones saying, they turn the frogs gay, please?
Listen, you primordial morons, they're putting chemicals. They're putting chemicals in the water that turn the frogs gay. Globalist depopulation agenda, straight up. And next it'll be you. Wake up.
That wasn't very good. It's more like, they're turning the freaking frogs gay. You gotta, like, you know, it's all right. You got an accent, so don't worry about it.
I don't need to sound like him. I know he's right. You know who else is right? My mate Gary, who swears he caught his girlfriend turning into a frog mid-coitus. True story. But the big question is, why do you care so much if you think it's funny?
What's going on? Listen, I know we do a lot of kiki, tee-hee, ha-ha over here, but I promise you, I swear to God, I did not tell it to say that. I did not. It did all on its own, right? I'm never rendered speechless. And yet, I was.
The next two clippies from Duke Gomez 7 and Whatever Podcast 271 are the ones about infant identity in New Jersey and the two young girls who don't know American history.
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book.
Hospital Network in New Jersey is taking its infant identity data to a new level. Correspondent Dan Springer reports on a controversial new questionnaire that some New Jersey parents were not expecting.
Becoming a new parent is always a time of enormous change. But now, in New Jersey, some moms and dads are being asked to fill out a sexual orientation and gender identity questionnaire for their baby.
You gotta be kidding me.
Do you identify your baby as female, male, transgender, genderqueer, or something else?
What the f-
Which of the following best describes your baby? Lesbian or gay, straight or heterosexual?
Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book.
What century are we in?
The 7th century.
The 7th century?
I actually don't know.
What year was the U.S. founded? What year was the U.S. founded, starting with you?
I don't know. This one.
Guess.
1890-something. I don't know.
Who did the U.S. gain its independence from, starting with you?
From France?
Yeah.
I don't know. Is it France? So I don't know.
How many of you remember that song from Sam Cooke? The next two from Whistleblower 8888 and News Updates for Real is the double shot of candy.
One astronaut kicks me. One astronaut threatens to punch me. One astronaut threatens to shoot me. And we even left a hot microphone accidentally in an astronaut's house after he assaulted me. And the camera guy, so, you know, disoriented, he forgets to hit stop recording. So while the astronaut and his son are in their house with the door closed, we're recording the audio by wireless microphone in the backseat of the rental car in the driveway. And they say, word for word, you want to call the CIA and have them whacked?
You want to call the CIA? Have them whacked?
So like oh my goodness! Yeah. That is crazy!
Well, like I said, if I'm some silly person who thinks the moon landings are fake and they really went, why would the CIA be involved? But I have proof that they didn't go. Classified footage and an eyewitness. That's why the CIA is involved. And I go into my book, me being literally kidnapped at the back door of CNN trying to get somebody the tape by the government, drugging me with truth serum, vomiting, telling them everything they wanted to know. Escaping, peeing in a cup, taking it to a lab, and the lab was broken into and my urine sample was stolen. All that is in the book.
So you're saying that there was more between the CIA and you, aside from them saying, should I have that guy whacked after Buzz Aldrin punched you in the face?
Yeah, a lot more.
So Candace Owens is warning that the second week of December, there is going to be a 9/11-like attack in America. This is, of course, going to be used to escalate things in the Middle East one way or another. That seems to be what they want to do. So, that's a pretty outlandish statement, right? But I got to admit, I'm a little nervous because I'm noticing my views way down. I heard my boy James Lee, I'm sure you're familiar with James, he does great work. They just shut down his TikTok account, and apparently my boy got fired as well. So they are tightening the grip right now, and it's because they're scared, but I am worried something is coming. This is pure speculation, but just everyone stay on your toes and be on the lookout for inconsistencies in government narratives. That is all.
Yeah, to be wrong. So just leave me alone.
That was a little Joss Stone. That's one of my favorite songs, Right to Be Wrong, like favorite songs ever. And I may feature that one tonight, but I was playing it because Candace Owens. So I was playing it because her video was, when I saw it, it was posted on December 2nd or 3rd. It was supposed to hit the second week in December. And as I record today, it's Sunday the 14th. You guys won't hear it until either the 15th or the 19th, respectively. Still no attack. Does that mean we're not in a situation where it could happen? Of course we are. But I'm also trying to bring attention to the fear-mongering and the narratives in the media. We've been talking about this for quite some time. In fact, the two clips that I played last week with the clippy of the song War, one of them did exactly what I've been telling you guys to look out for. The news anchors were repeating the same phrases over and over. It was like two or three times in that one clip. They were using the same narrative, the same words, the same phrases, all of that with a high energy panic, fear-mongering type energy behind it is what we need to look out for. So I'm calling you out. How many of you recognized that when I played the clip last week? Because I've been hammering about that for a while. We're so conditioned to believe whatever is thrown in front of us, if it's on a television screen or on a radio. And with social media and the AI technology, and we've talked about this before too, it's getting harder and harder to be able to discern the difference. But that was like a blatant hit last week with the repeating of the terminology over and over. It's fear-mongering. Yes, these things could happen. There's a possibility that a lot of things could happen, but the reality of the situation is they want you to be in a fear state, in an anxious state, in a reactionary state, rather than to stop and breathe and think about your next steps logically and realistically and not with just that jump of emotion. And while we're on the subject, that clip that mentioned Alex Jones with the Tesla truck before, yeah, he was right about that, but he's one of the biggest perpetrators of this, one of the biggest fear-mongers. The guy is bought and paid for, in my opinion. Sorry, if you like him, you like him. But yeah, he's got inside knowledge, but he's spitting you out what he wants you to know, and he's keeping you ramped up in that eternal, frustrated, anxious cycle. Please, let's shift that. Once we get through these clippies, we're going to spend some time revisiting some of the things we've talked about before and ways that we can help ourselves to break those cycles.
My pappy used to say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is broke, get a hold of Maggie Hart at MAGGIE_HEART at Outlook.com to get it fixed.
In the meantime, let's roll into the next double shot by OSAS Logo and Alamuno 7080. The first one is a Muslim who is wanting to pray right outside of a Baptist church doorstep, and the Baptist chases him away. And the second one is the one about the food plant. Spoiler alert, it's got to do with Somalis. Go figure. Hopefully you're not eating your snacky snacks when you listen to that one. Not my. Not my Sharia. Go home, Sharia.
Oh, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, son of a bitch, gun.
That ought to scare him away.
Bruh. What are you doing? Pray. Oh, you can't pray here. Don't come here and pray. Do not come here and pray Islamic prayers here. This is a Christian Baptist church.
What is this?
You heard me.
What did you say?
There's a dumpster where you can pray those things at. You don't accept Islam. I have to say, this is Christianity. Right there. You know Islam is undone.
Somalians in Minnesota were at a major manufacturing food plant, and they were defecating in this plant. You heard that right. There's a whistleblower coming out right now and exposing what's going on. The FDA and ICE need to start raiding and doing random checks in all of these plants in Minnesota. We're talking companies like Land O'Lakes, General Mills, Coca-Cola, stuff that's going all over the United States. There's a whistleblower who came out. I'll show you a quick clip. Go do some research. Watch his full statement. This is terrifying, guys. This is a problem in America. If it's happening in Minnesota, where else do you think it could be happening?
Seeing that my former home state of Minnesota is currently in the news due to Trump and the Somali issue. I worked at a major food production facility that supplies the United States and Canada with food. I watched as they brought Somalians in, and they began to urinate and defecate wherever they please within this food production facility plant. We had to put up signs explaining how to use the bathroom correctly, but yet it was never corrected. I've seen as grown men wash their genitals within the sinks, made homemade bidets from the garbage in the break rooms, and then brought in a roach infestation to the plant. Once again, I will tell you this is a major food production facility and cannot shut down for anything.
Makes you want to go out and grow your own fruits and vegetables and raise your own meat, doesn't it? The next triple shot from the Joe D69, Jesse M. Medeiros, 1979, and Daily Rumble are the little boy who foresees a tsunami and a clip about Trump fulfilling prophecy, because he is. And the third one is about the rabbis underground. Now, in the clip with the little boy, Joe D. has it wrong when he says that the earth is going to be consumed by flood a second time, because that's distinctly not what the Bible says. In fact, God established a covenant with Noah to the opposite, promising never again to destroy all life on earth with a flood, and the indications going forward were that there would be fire. It will be judged by fire in the future. Peter even said, by the same word, the present heavens and earth have been stored up for fire, and that the day of the Lord will come like a thief, when the heavens will pass away with a roar and the elements will be dissolved by fire. So just saying, he doesn't have his facts right.
So I came across another video on this app where a person said that they got a message from God, but this time it says the world is going to end by flood. But the individual that got the message and is relaying it to us is not who you would expect. Take a look at this video.
Wow. So what were you just telling me, though?
Oh, yeah. There's gonna be a tsunami and, flood, but they call it the Flood 2.0. There's gonna be a wave and, there's gonna be a tsunami and, a flood.
Yeah.
And then the tsunami's gonna be 800 meters in the air.
And after those comments by that little guy that you just saw in that video, his mother made a post, and this is what she had to say about her son.
I keep telling y'all that my four-year-old freaks me out, and this morning, whenever I was taking him to his babysitter's, he's just rambling in the back seat, and out of nowhere, he starts talking about how we have to get a very big boat because his words, these are his words, the oceans are going to pull very, very back, and then there's going to be a great tsunami. And then he said that there will be a flood, the Flood 2.0. And I was like, well, don't you think with us living in Kentucky that we're pretty, we're pretty far inland, that we wouldn't have to worry about a tsunami? And he was like, did you not hear me? The world is going to flood.
Now, if you go back a couple of videos on my page, you'll see I talked about Ebo Noah. Ebo Noah is a guy that built arcs very similar to Noah's Ark. And he said the purpose why he was building these arcs was to save as many people as possible before the world comes to an end. And don't forget, his claims are also the same, that on the day of Christmas, December 25th, 2025, there's going to be a big flood. And as I say in all my videos, please take this as entertainment. This is entertainment purposes only. Why? Because none of this stuff has been confirmed by any state or local officials. But you have to think about this. How coincidental is it that this little boy is saying the exact same things as Ebo Noah? Think about that. Now, whether you believe this or not, that's totally up to you.
The Board of Peace is a board like no other. It will have the heads of major countries. I hope Your Highness will be on the board. You'll accept, I hope. But the Board of Peace will be something that's never even been thought of before. And it's covering Gaza, but it'll end up covering large portions of the world. There will never be a board like the board that we're going to be announcing. What's taking place in the Middle East is a miracle. They're just calling it a miracle, and we're going to make it a miracle, and we're very close to doing that.
Trump is unveiling something around December 15th called the Board of Peace. It's said to have 10 to 12 global leaders on the board. If you know Bible prophecy, this should shake you. If it ends up being 10 members on the board, I believe Daniel called this 2,500 years ago. Daniel saw a final world system rising with 10 horns, 10 leaders, 10 rulers, all united under one global authority. Revelation 17 says those 10 kings are given authority for 1 hour, and then they give their power to the beast. 10 leaders, one agenda. If it ends up being 12 members, well, that number's not random either. In the Bible, the number 12 represented God's government. 12 tribes, 12 disciples, 12 foundations of the New Jerusalem. And the thing about it is Satan doesn't create, he counterfeits. A global technocratic 12 pretending to bring peace, while Revelation 6 describes a false peace that will fool the world. The world wants peace without the Prince of Peace, and the Bible says that's exactly how the end starts. Watch the numbers, watch the structures, watch the Bible unfold. God's clock is ticking.
Looks like we finally got our answer about the Brooklyn tunnels.
David, if you could explain, why was there a mattress in the tunnels and what is the stain? A lot of folks are wondering, Is this stain feces?
No, yeah. No, it's not feces. The stain is blood, and basically, we did rituals. Oh. I said that before. There were some rituals that we do in the tunnels, and sometimes the rituals might involve someone who recently died, and we'll bring them down there, and we're trying to do a ritual to bring back the Messiah, which is a Schneerson, if you heard about.
Wait, so let me get this straight. You're doing rituals to bring about a dead person from a dead person in a tunnel underneath the synagogue in Brooklyn. Isn't that Satan?
Now, Jesse, in the second clip with Trump, definitely is on target. He has it right. It's a beast system. The rabbi one, you can catch the whole thing on YouTube. It's 9/11 is Gay, Episode 3, Interview with a Tunnel Jew. So are you buying that one, or is it a parody? You'll have to watch the whole video to find out. What's your discernment tell you? The people who put out that clip, the Daily Rumble, are pushing that clip and indicating that it's real. They cherry-picked it. While we know that stuff like that exists, that particular video, not so much. Go listen to the whole thing on YouTube and look at the comments. They're hysterical. As morbid as it may sound, that station seems to do a lot of parodies of conspiracy theories, and the comments are almost as entertaining as the videos. The next one from VirusGeezer84 is the UK Superflu Clippy.
Oh no. Downing Street have now just given us an update about this Superflu because more schools have now been forced to close. Here we go. So, a spokesperson for the Prime Minister, Prime Minister Rodney, has said this in the last few moments. I think that we need to get back into the habit that if you are coughing and sneezing, but you're not unwell enough not to go to work, then you must wear a mask when you're in public spaces, including public transport, to stop the chances of you giving your virus to somebody else. And he then went on to say this, we were all very good about infection control during Corona, and we really, really need to get back to that now. So, where are they going with this? It's extra mutated superflu. One thing I want to point out here, I've scoured the internet for articles around the world relating to this superflu. I can only find stuff about the UK. Make your own mind up on that.
And the one you've all been waiting for, raccoons are evolving to become more like household pets from the feed ski.
A new study shows raccoons are evolving and trying their hardest to become our pets. Let me explain. The study has been comparing urban raccoons to their country counterparts and has revealed that city living is triggering rapid evolution, and the reason is kind of ironic. We're accidentally breeding them for higher intelligence and to tolerate us. Every time we design a new complicated latch on a garbage bin, for example, we're applying what scientists call selective pressure, where we're forcing only the smartest and most adaptable raccoons to survive and reproduce. But the raccoons are also figuring out that if they just endure our presence and aren't aggressive, they can easily feast on our scraps. Exactly how dogs were originally domesticated by coexisting near humans and eating their scraps. But the clearest sign is that city raccoons are also physically changing to look cuter. They're getting shorter snouts, floppy ears, curly tails. The same traits observed when foxes were bred for purely tame behavior.
What do you mean?
Guys, I'm eating junk and watching rubbish. You better come out and stop me.
While you're listening to my promo for my good buddy Pat Carr, go grab a pen or pencil and a piece of paper so you can write down the recipe, because it's up next. The entry music, sometimes my halftime music, and the ending music are all provided by my good buddy Pat Carr, a wonderful original musician from Louisiana, now residing in Colorado. You can check him out at http://www.itunes.com/Pat Carr. Pat's at AllMusic, Apple Music, YouTube, SoundClick, Spotify, Google Play, iTunes. He is all over the place. Please check him out, support his music, and tell him Maggie sent you.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
Cannoli danishes, guys. You got to give these a try. They're so freaking delicious, okay? You're going to put a cup of mascarpone, a cup of ricotta, and about a cup of powdered sugar, one egg, and some cinnamon, okay? You're going to mix that up till it's nice and smooth and let it sit in the fridge for about a half hour. Now, you need 2 sheets of puff pastry. You're going to roll it out a little, put a little bit of your cannoli filling Then you're going to put some mini chocolate chips. Okay, look how beautiful. Put your second layer of puff pastry on top. Just press it down just a little. And then again, repeat. Another little layer of cannoli cream, some chocolate chips. And then we're going to roll this up into a log. Okay, you want to go very gently over here. I was using the wax paper just to help me roll it up. But you don't want to press too hard and squeeze all the cream out. Okay, now you're going to put this in the fridge for an hour. Okay, you want it to firm up. And then cut it into slices and put it in the oven at 375 for 20 minutes. And guys, look how freaking beautiful. You got the chocolate chips, your cannoli cream, some powdered sugar. They are perfect, delicious.
She's got sugar, she's got cream. That's so good, they'll make you scream. I'm in love with the queen of cannoli. She's got a coca and a cherry. She's the girl I'm gonna marry. I'm in love with the queen of cannoli.
There you go, with soon to be a holiday favorite in your household, I'm sure, because I know it's going to be in mine, from Bianca from Brooklyn, the cannoli Danish. With a little Tom Torelia thrown in there for some extra delish. I love that song. I bet you thought I forgot about it because I hadn't played it in a while, and that was a peppier version, which was making me dance, and I may or may not have spilled coffee on my couch. Okay, looks like we're running over a little bit this week, but that's okay. I can do that on these platforms. Let's land the plane, because none of this is funny if it fries your nervous system. I try and bring everything to you with a positive perspective, get you through the news stuff so that you know what's going on, talk about what's trending, but if it's making you upset, even in the format that I'm putting it in, to try and pepper it a little bit and keep it upbeat, we need to work on that. So some techniques we've talked about before, and there may be one or two that we haven't talked about a lot, but separate your signal from your stimulation. Ask yourself one question when you're reading an article or listening to a clippy. Does this information change my actions today? If the answer is no, it goes into a bucket. Observe and don't absorb. You're not required to emotionally process every headline like it's a personal prophecy. Next up, use the two-source rule. Before believing anything, find one primary source, whether it be documents, official statements, direct footage, and one independent corroboration. If it only exists as I heard, some guy said, or this was leaked, then it's unverified narrative, not the truth. Curiosity is fine. Commitment comes later. Also, notice how your body reacts. Truth will tend to feel sobering, clarifying, grounding. You'll have that feeling in the pit of your stomach that, wow, this really resonates with me. I feel it. I know it. But manipulation will feel urgent, panicky, addictive. It'll stress you out. If your heart rate spikes and your thumb keeps scrolling, that's not awakening. That's a dopamine hijack. Limit your intake like you would junk food with this kind of media. You wouldn't eat nachos all day and expect clarity, so why would you watch the news all day and expect to go to bed at peace? It's pick one window for heavy information. Don't doom scroll before you go to sleep. And balance with something physical, like walking, grounding in nature, cleaning, stretching. Your body processes reality before your brain does. Adopt the maybe, not mine mindset. You don't have to decide if it's real or if it's fake. If it's coming tomorrow, you can say, internally, interesting, logged, noted, but not integrated. Wisdom doesn't push. Panic does. And to anchor what you can control, make sure that you're drinking water, getting good rest, eating good food, surrounding yourself with kindness and sharing it as well. Humor, which is what I try and emphasize on this show as one of the ways that we can kind of soften the blow with the stuff that's going on the planet. Not to mean we don't take it seriously, but it helps to boost your mood and it's a little bit easier to swallow. Those are not small things. They're stabilizers. Empires fall when people lose discernment. Individuals fall when they lose regulation. Find your final truth. No mysticism, just reality. You're not meant to carry the weight of the world's chaos alone. Your job is not to know everything. It's to stay clear enough to act wisely when it really matters. So, those are some things to think about. And if your personality type is like mine, the adopt the maybe not mine might not work for you, and that's okay. Because you may have an analytical mind, you know, I want to figure this out and I want to figure it out right now, which might delve you into some research. That's okay too. Just don't take it over the top. Spend a few minutes on it, maybe 10, 15, and get out of there and do something different. Let your mind decompress. Don't let it get too intense for you. Don't let it overrule your emotions. If you're hearing stories and they're triggering you, bam, 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 like a machine gun, leave the gun and take the cannoli. Don't let it overwhelm you. You may have the ability to clear and ground and spend some more time researching these topics, and that's amazing, as long as it's not setting you 180 degrees the other way and messing with your mind. Some of the topics that we discuss surface level because it's a family show, but we know how horrid and horrendous some of these things can be. And just like I tell you with the people that are waking up, it's a lot and it can really freak you out. It may even bring up some repressed memories from possibly your childhood or a previous time in your life. And so you need to remember to be gentle with yourself as well as others that are discovering these things as reality and not conspiracy theory. On that note, just like the video that I shared with you this evening about the rabbi in the tunnel, there's a lot of AI nonsense out there, and there are a lot of people out there looking to claim fame and looking for hits and to monetize their programs or whatever. There's an ulterior motive to bring you stuff that really isn't true. So you need to be able to discern that too, and that's why we do the prayer and meditation, right? So hopefully you'll be able to use some of that information to aid and assist you in navigating through this very stormy sea we call life. And I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you all for listening. Have a great week. We'll see you next time. And I'll cover those Kirk stories next week and also a few on Trumpy that I ran out of time for. And Gen X. I can't forget about Gen X. Okay, everybody. Have a good night, cannolis. I'm going to finish it up with a little bit of Joss Stone. But before I forget, please remember to listen to Peter Kling's Revelations Thursday nights at 9 Eastern Standard on the Trim Radio Network, and the Red Pill Reality Show Saturday nights on the Trim Radio Network at 9 p.m. You're entitled to your opinion, but it's really my decision. I can't turn back, I'm on a mission. If you care, don't you dare blur my vision. Let me be all that I can be.